This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, money is tight, right? And it is tighter for some of us depending on where we live in this country. And I guess we have a report that's come out over the last few days on where are some of the most expensive places to raise a family in the United States. And I know whenever, you know, people hear these studies, they're like, yeah, but you know what? You make more money there. You make more money in these. Not always. You know, I'm looking at what doctors make across the country. They don't really seem to make any more, right, in some towns than others. Okay? I mean, in fact, you could stand out very easily in the Midwest and probably make a lot more money than in Los Angeles. So it's not like just because you're a doctor there, you're going to make more money, or just because you're a construction worker or a lab assistant or a veterinarian, etc. So the 10 most expensive places topping the list is, no surprise to me, Washington, D.C. All right? I would think New York City and L.A. would be tied with Washington, D.C., but I've seen Washington, D.C., beautiful city. Looks like a lot of public funds are needed to keep it running the way it is, and it is prime real estate. They say a family of four needs $106,000 a year just to get by, making the city the most expensive place for parents to raise the children. Child care comes in at $31,158 a year on average. That is the highest in the nation. Think about it. You got a lot of people working for the government. Also, maybe a lot of extended hours. I know we think a lot of people in the government take naps. They maybe do, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are actually working. And so, got to have their kids in child care. This is according to Yahoo.com Parenting. Nassau, Suffolk, New York. All right, so Long Island, beautiful part of New York, right? You know, beautiful parks, great schools. Second most expensive place to raise two kids in the United States. You need at least $103,600 a year. They say you're also going to spend a lot on rent, $19,356 a year. Taxes, $16,800 a year. And then on average, other necessities, about $13,800. Westchester County, suburban region north of New York City. Most families need to make $99,592 on average. The area, very, very similar to Nassau, Suffolk County. High taxes, about close to $15,500 a year. Then New York City comes fourth under Long Island and Westchester. They say Big Apple takes number four on the list. You need to make $98,722 just to get by. However, they get to save on transportation costs if they're not paying for gas, if they're not paying for car insurance, etc., as opposed to people in the suburbs. Stamford, Norwalk, Connecticut comes in at the top five. Family of four needs to make $97,350 to pay the bills, and I guess definitely gets hit by housing costs, which is $22,000 a year. Other necessities, $15,000 in taxes, $15,400. Now, Honolulu. Finally, Hawaii comes in, because you're like, oh, you know, Hawaii must be expensive. Honolulu need to make, for a family of four, $94,000 to get by. The food costs are the highest in the country because of the shipping charges, $11,244 a year. they say, on food. Poughkeepsie, we're back in New York. Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, Middletown, very, very expensive. Coming in number 7, you got to make about $92,837 to pay the bills. Ithaca, New York, where Cornell University, Ithaca College, family of four needs $92,600 a year. High taxes, high rents, and high cost of child care. Now, San Francisco. We finally got a California city in there. California, I mean, L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, very expensive. Nothing like New York, though. But they say housing costs come in at $23,472 a year, making it the number 9 spot. I think that's coming in modest. I think it's a lot more expensive to live in San Francisco. Child care costs are at least a little bit lower, but at $10,800 a year. And then Danbury, Connecticut, beautiful part of the country, costs a family of four over $89,000 to pay the bills. So this dual income, all right, family that back in the 70s and 80s, they were like, gosh, you know, it looks like, you know, we really need more, you know, work to be done in this country because it seems like more wives have to go to work. Nah, my wife doesn't have to go to work. She chooses to go to work, so she doesn't have to be, you know, we don't know. There's a lot of us that we have to. You have to work. And I think the one thing this recession has taught us, and we talk about this a lot on the show, is you need to have as little expenses as possible. You know, in the olden days, older people would try to pay off their house, and then they wouldn't have a house expense. That was probably one of the most brilliant things to do. Then we saw things happen like Hurricane Katrina or people move, and they're like, you know, why am I, you know, spending money to pay off a house when I could just rent and I could save the money? Because housing prices are going up and down. It wasn't such a sure thing. Real estate was not such a sure thing. But what I recommend to everybody, even though I'm not a financial analyst or economist, is make sure that your rent or your monthly mortgage is way below what you would think you would want it to be. All right? Just way below. Because the cheaper your rent or your housing payment is, or if you have something that you just don't have to factor into your monthly budget, the better you're off. Because we will all lose our job. We're all making less money. Maybe some of you guys made it rich during the recession, but most of us just completely bottomed out and either had to file for bankruptcy or were close to it. And it's scary stuff. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some jobs that you could do while working from home, as well as some other medical news. I know some of you are like, you know, gosh, you know, when is it going to get better? I don't know. I have no idea. And this election is really making me nervous. I have Kanye West saying he wants to run for president. All right? You know, so don't rely on a president of the United States or a new administration to save the day. You're going to have to figure things out yourself, and you have to prepare. What if the next president of the United States is completely worthless when it comes to the economy? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we need to figure out, a lot of news today circulated around taking a nap at work. We talked about that in the first hour. If you take a nap at work, you could prevent your heart from, slow down. I apologize, I'm having some computer issues here. Help. I read the article, so I know what it says. Lower blood pressure immediately, lower blood pressure throughout the day. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, what to do at work and how to be healthy and how to change your work hours, etc. But I want to get to the phone line. I know some of you guys have left me some calls, so we'll get back to that, especially since I could hopefully speak about it more eloquently after I go to the phone line. So let's go to the phone calls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Oh, it's okay.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Tech issues from both ends.
Go ahead. Luckily, it's on. Luckily, this was a call from the evening show. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jean. It's Dolly's. You asked about that. I want to know about sensor. I went on that a couple of years ago, and I lost weight on that sensor diet. Do you know whatever happened to it? Is it good or not? Nobody could ever tell me if it was good for you or not. But I did lose weight on it, and it worked great. Thanks.
I tried sensor. I did. I lost some weight, but I got kind of nervous that I was adding something that I didn't know what it was to my food. I believe they still sell sensor, but what I remember that happened with sensor is I think the Federal Trade Commission got on them, and I guess they had to send payments back, like millions of dollars of refund checks, because I guess there was a complaint against Sensa and Sensa products, alleging their sales pitches were deceptive. The Federal Trade Commission, I found the article here, said the company had no scientific evidence to claim the powder would make someone feel full faster, which in turn would make them eat less and lose weight without doing anything else. Now, one of my patients lost 9 pounds in 1 month. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, man, this is pretty impressive. You add the sensor to the food, maybe you feel more full. And I did. I noticed that. But my patient comes back not only gaining the weight, but gaining the weight back again even more. And I never really officially recommended it to patients. So, now, mind you, if you want to do something similar to Sensa, you could very easily add nuts to your food or flax seeds, all right, or some big fibrous something. I do a tablespoon of coconut oil. It fills you up. You could drink a glass and a half of water. There was a study coming out agreeing with what we learned years ago, where if you drink water before a meal, it helps you feel full, and drinking water throughout the day. So for those of you going, no, it has to be a product that has to have a name on it or whatever, then go and buy some nuts. Sprinkle your nuts onto your food before you eat it. You're going to feel more full. Okay, but it's the act of doing something, and this is why I think Sensa worked, because I noticed it even for me. I was like, I really don't feel like eating as much, and but long term doesn't seem to work. And the FTC, and they had to end up sending money back to consumers. I think monthly cost was like $56 a month. I forget what it cost. All right, so back to work-related subjects. We're talking about how to be healthier. Those of us that overwork, we're at risk for heart disease. Those of us that underwork, what do we do? Okay, and then we have the story of, these cities that many of us live in or near. You need close to $100,000 family income, close to $100,000. That's $50,000 for each spouse, all right? Or you're not going to make it. This is ridiculous. No wonder so many people have to rely on food stamps and government assistance. Who can make that kind of money? So we have here from Bankrate.com the 10 best and real work-at-home jobs. Okay, a lot of us have kids. A lot of us have medical conditions. A lot of us have, you know, we're married to military, so we move every few years. Some of us are retirees that need to supplement our income. And it's very, very frustrating, okay? Because, it looks like we need a lot of money. Just going grocery shopping. Every time I go grocery shopping, I'm dropping close to $200. I'm like, how did this happen? Right? It's getting more and more expensive, and it's very, very frustrating. So these are the top 10. Virtual assistant. Apparently, there's a lot of companies that need, especially if you know, I guess, the software, or if you know certain things like for example, let's say it's a company that helps give ideas on cooking for the kids, or getting kids ready for school, or things like that. There's certain websites out there that will hire virtual assistants. Something you're kind of an expert in, you can help be a virtual assistant. All right? May not be bad. Medical transcriptionists. We still have them out there. Even though we have a lot of electronic medical records, we're still needing medical transcriptionists because you have a lot of doctors and medical providers that don't like to type, so they'll just dictate it and they need you to type it for them. So that'll work. I think a big one is going to be translator. Before we start to have this activated software in our phones where we just speak in English to our phone and then the phone turns around and just translates it to you, we still have jobs out there for translators, and I think we're still going to have them for a while. So you could speak another language, all right? You could do that from home. Web developer or designer, call center representative, you know, there's a lot of places now where they don't even use commercial real estate, but the call center comes to your house, and then you do what you need to through your desk at home. Why should you be at a desk in an office, you know, 10, 15 miles from your house? You could do it from your house. True, you don't have a manager close by, but then what you do is you put them on hold, and then you contact the manager. So whether the manager comes over to your desk, or he texts you back, or calls you, or Skypes you, you're able to work from home. A tech support specialist, again, if you're tech savvy, travel agents work from home. Still, there's a travel agent market. There's a lot of people that they don't want to sit there on the internet finding their car and finding their, you know, and they don't know all the deals. So you got a travel agent and they set all that up and then they get paid. So not bad. Teachers, there's things you could do and you could teach online. Pretty cool, pretty easy stuff. And then writer or editor, if you get paid for your written work, and franchise owner. All right, you can apparently own a franchise. It doesn't have to be a big, expensive McDonald's franchise, but it could be pretty, you know, like a small franchise of a website, etc. You know, going back to teaching, this is interesting. There are some teacher jobs where you could work online and make six figures. We are not talking about, you know, just, you know, bottom of the purse change, something like that. We are talking about some real decent money. So for those of you that just can't stand and teach a classroom anymore, but you could still teach, you could do that stuff from home, okay? So there's a website called workathomesuccess.com. The owner of this advises considering businesses that target the over 50 crowd or the self-employed, involve health and wellness, relate to the green movement, or involve electronic or online devices. Okay? They say if you are going to consider any at-home job, you need a scam detection radar. Okay? So I guess you want to know that the hirer is an established company. You want to know that the ad has the company name and does not have applicants reply to a blind email or address. You want to make sure there's human resources personnel. You want to make sure there's mention of information commonly associated with real employment, like benefits, vacations, policies, etc. Make sure there's an application or interview process and not just some emailed offer, because you want to make sure you're working for is kosher. You don't want to put in all this work for free. Make sure the employer has job duties, expectations. If they want your references or work samples, that's also a sign that they're probably, you know, a company that is a little bit more legit. But, you know, these are things you could do. You know, another thing you could do is, for some of you moms out there, busy moms, you could fundraise. And there's a lot of companies out there where they really need to make extra money. And so maybe you can come up with a job where for every, I don't know, $1,000 you get donated, you get a percentage, and they hire you on as a lot of nonprofits do hire fundraisers. They have, I guess, a certain percentage that they could use for employees. And fundraising is a fun job, and it doesn't have to be full-time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ah!
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. You know, always a sad case when you hear of a child that dies, anybody dying. But these brain-eating amoebas seem to take a few people out each year, and it is... Even though it's rarer than rare, it really blows your mind that very, very healthy kids are dying from this. And Michael John Riley Jr. was just days away from starting his freshman year of high school. He is a teen from Houston and qualified for the Junior Olympics 3 times in track. Was swimming with his cross-country team on August 13th at Sam Houston State Park. Unfortunately, this is where he contracted Naegleria fowleri, an amoeba. Within days, his bad headache turned into total loss of brain function, and he died. These are rare, very, very rare, but they're fatal. All right, Naegleria fowleri is a single-celled organism that can cause a brain infection called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, according to the CDC, or PAM. Basically, they're found in warm, fresh water like lakes warm bodies of water and hot springs, ponds, etc. And they multiply rapidly in very warm and stagnant water, which is while we always hear at the end of the summer some of these cases. So while you're swimming or diving, if you brush up the silt underneath, you know, on the bottom, it brings it up, and then it could enter the nose and travel to the brain. Swimmers can also get this from infected pools that are not adequately chlorinated. You're not supposed to get it from drinking water. It's not supposed to be contagious. But we did see some cases of Entamoeba histolytica, I believe it was an amoeba, where the amoeba went in up through the nose when somebody neti potted and did a flush through their nose. So it went up to the nose, and that's how they contracted the amoeba. In the past 53 years, there's only been about 133 cases that has been documented. Most of those have happened in Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Arizona, and California. Only 3 people have survived. Earlier this month, an Ohio man died after swimming in Lake Murray in Ardmore, according to CNN affiliate KFOR. And then last summer, 9-year-old Haley Yust of Kansas died after swimming in several bodies of fresh water. 2013, 12-year-old Zachary Rand of Florida became infected when he was kneeboarding in fresh water near his home. So how do you prevent it? I mean, it's so frustrating because, you know, when we were growing up and even our parents and grandparents before that, okay, you know, you didn't have swimming pools. You couldn't afford to have swimming pools. You would jump in a lake. That's just what you did. Okay, you know, you used nature. You go for a hike, you swim in a hot springs, you enjoyed nature. That's what you did. Now, you know, we're fearful like something like this could happen, even though it is so rare. I mean, we're talking about zillions and trillions of this stuff in one pond, and unfortunately, it just takes one. So it's so rare that we don't know how it would, you know, who or where it would hit. They say, according to the CDC, it is unknown why certain persons become infected with Naegleria fowleri, while millions of others exposed to warm recreational fresh waters do not, including those who were swimming with people who became infected. So the Kansas Health Department tells swimmers to use nose plugs when swimming in fresh water, and they suggest to not stir up the sediment at the bottom of shallow freshwater areas and keep your head above the water in hot springs. The Oklahoma Health Department also reminds us to not swim in stagnant water, water that is cloudy and green, or water that has a foul odor. And the signs that say no swimming should be taken seriously. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Something that I don't know if we have to take seriously is Kanye West, I guess, announced that he is running for president in 2020. So while he was at the MTV VMA Awards, he got mic time and announced that he was running for president. Now, you know, I know a lot of people aren't taking this seriously, but I think the serious note of this is when you look and see what's going on with Donald Trump, when you can have a non-politician be so ahead in the polls. And I understand Ronald Reagan was an actor, and I understand, you know, a lot of our other past presidents had, you know, non-political histories as well, even though Ronald Reagan was still in politics before running. You know, we have a very interesting environment now for politicians. Okay? The fact that I was even asked to run for a congressional seat when I haven't been in politics, I was really honored. And somebody like me being able to run for politics and being able to run for a United States Congress, all right? But, what about somebody that deserves it? What about somebody that's, you know, put their life into politics for 20, 30 years? Okay, why, you know, what? You know, Dr. Ben Carson, he's a neurosurgeon. I think it's great that a doctor's running. I think it's wonderful. All right, is he qualified? Well, maybe he is. You know, the big problem I had all this time is we had politicians in office. Okay, you know, politicians, they know how to be politicians. They know how to get on TV. They know how to do the sound bites. They know how to make a speech. They know how to shake hands. They know how to kiss babies. But do we really have somebody up there that really knows how to balance a budget? Do we really know somebody that knows anything about medicine and practicing medicine? All right. But, you know, you can't have somebody who's a jack of all trades. Having a doctor in the White House, I think, would be awesome. Would it solve all our problems now? No. So I don't know who the best person would be. I'm impressed with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm impressed with Carly Fiorina. I'm really impressed with Scott Walker. I'm impressed with a lot of them. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and even Donald Trump, you know, with some of the things he says. All right? So now you have, all right, well, you know, okay, Kanye West. So maybe he is serious. Okay? Maybe he wants to be taken seriously. Maybe he will run for office. And maybe he'll win. But, you know, the way JFK and Richard Nixon campaigned, and the debate being such a big turning point, okay, it changed history, and it changed who we were going to elect, and it just changed how campaigns needed to be run and what was important to stress. And it looked like public appearance on television was extremely important. Before then, it was radio addresses. All right. And, you know, getting the word out and being able to spread the word and having, you know, written journalism. You know, but now it's about tweets, and it's about connecting with people, and it's about having the money behind you. And, you know, it's different. And so for somebody to win, the person that may win may not be a person that has any business, you know, being in politics, but they have the ability to do it. I mean, there's people already saying Kanye West can do it because he has the money, right? And he has the name recognition. All right, well, that's, you know, fine and dandy. And, you know, he's got the Kardashians behind him. So, I mean, he'll definitely get media attention with that. But, is that how we're supposed to choose, you know, our future presidents? Does anybody know anything about running a military? I personally think that anybody that runs for office, especially president, should have some military experience. I think the military and our defense is so important that there should be some requirement that there was some military experience, either working directly or indirectly with the military. It makes no sense that we have a commander-in-chief that knows nothing about serving their country in a military capacity, given the order to our Pentagon officials. That makes no sense. I also think that anybody that runs for office should have some requirement that they operated a business. Okay, I don't even care if it's a lemonade stand, so that they understand something. They just weren't, you know, silver spooned their money. I just don't know if that's going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Big non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Colorado's been making some money with their marijuana, right? Once it got legalized, the industry has boomed. Apparently, a lot of people thought alcohol would go down. Okay, more people would be smoking pot, less people would be drinking. Well, the opposite happened. Apparently, the alcohol industry is seeing, quote-unquote, phenomenal growth. They say an increasing number of states look to join the four states in Washington, D.C. in legalizing recreational marijuana. Mainly, the alcohol industry have feared that if you legalize weed, it's going to cut into the profits. But a few years into the Colorado legislation, alcohol sales are up in the state. Those in the alcohol business have been very happy and now buddy-buddy with their fellow pot industry. In the 18 months since recreational sales were legalized in Colorado, we've seen quote-unquote phenomenal growth, said Justin Martz, 32 years old, who runs Mr. B's Wine and Spirits in downtown Denver. He said there was some concern initially, but now it's not an issue and it's helped all of us. Now, what does this have to do with you or I? Well, as our states are considering legalizing marijuana, well, the one thing that we just don't have down yet is public safety. Right? And many people think, you know what, marijuana, as long as we figure out how to make sure they don't drive while on it, we'll be fine. Not if alcohol use is increasing. Okay? This is a big concern because we worry about our teenagers. Right? And despite what anybody says, you know, marijuana becoming a little bit more easier for people to get will then get into the hands of kids. And personally, I've heard of many more kids finding that it's not as much of a criminal scare to them. They aren't as fearful of the law because their parents smoke. It's becoming very not taboo, but it's becoming very now in vogue to admit to using marijuana. I think somebody said that Kanye West yesterday admitted to smoking marijuana before the show. So I don't know if that's true, but I didn't watch the VMA Awards, but if people don't have any problem now announcing that they're smoking pot, an illegal substance still, in most states, okay, for non-medicine use, we're starting to see kids going, yeah, you know what, I just took my parents. And then, of course, we're concerned that with alcohol, you have a double effect. You have a double sedative effect, a double loss of concentration, increased loss of reflexes, maybe an increase of intoxication. We worry about caffeinated drinks and alcohol because you're so stimulated and awake on caffeine drinks, you don't feel the fatigue on alcohol, so you drink more. Well, the opposite can happen with marijuana in terms of how you feel, but you can still drink more. I don't care. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take another one. And you drink more. So, it is concerning. Okay? Nice to know that industries are doing well. You know, I'm proud of the marijuana business. Okay? I never wanted anything bad to happen to it. I'm actually a fan of legalization of marijuana and doing more studies to figure out how marijuana can work in our medical management of people. But what I'm still very hesitant on is us legalizing it before we get our crap together, our poop together, all right, when it comes to infrastructure and public safety and how to manage kids having access and people having access and how to deal with employees coming to work under the influence or there being an accident that happens and your employee wasn't under the influence. However, because something might have been in their system from 3 weeks ago, you're still at fault. So we just don't have infrastructure yet. We don't. All right. I don't think the police are ready to handle drivers under the influence and the ability to do a rapid test right then and there. And until we do, I would say just slow down on the mass widespread allowance of people using it until we could figure this out. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked a few days ago how I felt about random drug tests at school, and was it a violation of students' rights? I thought that was a very interesting question. I think random drug tests at school is a brilliant idea. Okay? I mean, I think the war on drugs has been undercovered recently. Once the argument for legalization of marijuana came out, we didn't really see a lot of talk about kids and drug use. If you notice, we just don't see a lot. Yeah, you know, I understand we have an election year coming up soon, so there's a lot of talk about Trump. I mean, the election's not for another year and a half. Well, maybe a little less than that now. All right, you know, and I know we aren't talking about Ebola as much anymore, and, you know, there's been a lot of other news stories, but you notice we're just not talking that much about teen drug use, okay? We're supposed to be still having a war on drugs in schools, okay? You know, and especially in high schools. I hear stories of a lot of high schools in my area where they found this pipe, they found this crack, they found this, they had this person who was on bath salts, and, you know, and this is still some serious stuff. And when I think when it comes to our kids, okay, and child safety, I think that's when the government and the school could get involved. Now, teachers doing illegal searches and seizures, no, that's violating constitutional rights. But making sure you have kids that are not a danger to themselves or a danger to others because of being under the influence, I think is okay. Again, it's a real fine line when it comes to people's rights. I mean, you know, adults have to take drug tests, you know, to work at, when I was in medical school, to work at the hospital. We had to take drug tests. I mean, you know, because we had patient care. We had patients that were going to be at our mercy, of course. I think they only did one. I don't think they did random. I definitely wasn't a high target because I was Miss Goody Two Shoes. But, you know, still, we all had to get our drug tests, and it was, I didn't think my rights were violated. I'm like, fine. You know, go ahead, make sure that, you know, and, you know, there's always arguments that if pilots have to be checked for alcohol, why aren't surgeons, you know, being screened? Okay? You know, you do a breathalyzer and then you go into the OR. I think a lot of people think that, you know, the doctors won't drink, and I think a lot of us won't. But I don't, that would not violate my rights. That would not. Okay, you want to make sure that I'm not inebriated before I operate on a patient? Absolutely, that's fine. Go right ahead. So when it comes to kids, I think it's extremely appropriate. Okay, now, what does that necessarily mean? Just because a kid has drugs in their system doesn't mean they're a dealer? No, we're not doing this to incriminate and to prosecute. We would be doing it to make sure that they weren't putting their health at risk. And I think that is completely well within our rights as teachers or educators or as doctors, etc. You know, when I do a drug test, I get parent consent. You know, parents are like, well, this kid is doing this, this kid is acting this way, this kid is acting this way. I go, do you want me to do a drug test? Yes. Okay, and then we got the drug test. Yeah, and the kid knows that he's given a urine sample, and, you know, I mean, everybody's aware. Nothing's secretive, nothing, you know. But, when we have to put, you know, our kids, you know, health first, absolutely, screening for drugs is important. Speaking of, this is very interesting. There was a Chinese child that had irritated eyes, okay, for a while. They were doing drops and thinking it was infection, etc. And the doctors found 20 lice that were burrowed into her eyelashes. It was a 4-year-old girl. She had been suffering from itchy red eyes in the Fujian province. And so parents took her to the hospital, and I guess they saw these little black sticky substances at the base. And so doctors removed her eyelashes and then disinfected and cleansed her eyes at the base. They say the infection occurred because her clothes and bedding were changed enough. And now that we know we got some resistant lice, make sure you're checking your kids' eyes also. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.